Hey, I'm Butterfly.
Hey, I'm Firefly.
Have you ever wondered if we aren't being told the truth about everything?
What have we been lied to about? Join us as we have conversations and ask questions about everything. We invite you to keep an open mind and consider the unfathomable.
Let's break the chains that enslave our minds. Come on, let's go down the rabbit hole. Hey, Firefly, what's going on?
Nothing much. What's up, Firefly?
Well, what rabbit hole are we going down today?
Well, today it's kind of maybe a little abstract,
but
we were kind of talking about how everything kind of sucks. Have you noticed how everything kind of sucks?
Everything kind of sucks.
Like,
yeah.
And it's like maybe on purpose.
Hmm.
That's kind of, I think, the gist of the show today.
Wow.
So, and I guess you have to kind of use anecdotes to kind of bring it down home. But like, for instance, like if you have to deal with a bank.
Yeah.
Or you have to deal with a utility company.
Oh my gosh.
You know, or if you own a home. Or you got to go, like, I remember when I graduated from college, I remember the hardest part for me was not the curriculum, but, like, navigating the bureaucracy of college.
Yeah.
Like, everything, just getting everything done.
Everything is a bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Like, everything that you have to deal with. I mean, it could be, you know, trying to get your cable or your DirecTV dealt with, your water bill, which I've had so many issues with. Like, some of the utility companies are super weird. Like, they send out late notices, like right after your bill is due. And then, like, you know, they tell you, like, this one was like, this amount is due immediately. And this amount is due on, you know, like 5 days later. Well, what's immediately? Like, it could be already late by the time you get the bill in the mail, you know what I mean?
And it always seems like there's some AI system who's making the determination about your fate.
Well, the problem is you can hardly ever even get to a person. So, like, you know,
or if you do get to a person, they're probably in Bangladesh or something like that.
Yeah. Or, and then, or even if you get to a real person, like in real life, it's like they can't handle it. They say,
they're
super nice,
and they tell you you're screwed.
Yeah, there's really nothing we can do about it. You'll have to talk to somebody else, and that other somebody else.
Have you ever seen that movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
Oh gosh, that movie drives me nuts.
Like when Steve Martin finally gets to the ticket counter after renting the car, and his car wasn't there, and he gets up there, and like he had like traversed across the tarmac, and then he's like climbing through the snow, and he gets up there, and he doesn't have the right document, and the lady goes, well, you're fucked. And I think that's kind of like what happens, you know?
Yeah, they make you jump through all these hoops. And then, like, when you jump through that final hoop and you're like, yes, I've got this under control, then the person at the window is going to tell you that. It's like,
or you, like, make a payment and you go, okay, I'm completely caught up now, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, 2 days later, you get something in the mail that's like, well, you owe us $25.
That just happened to me today.
Yeah.
I was completely caught up and it was all squared away. And then like a week later, I get a bill for $20 and I'm like, well, but you said that I was squared away on this.
And then like, let's just take that as, I think that's a good kind of microcosm for a larger phenomena that I think I'm kind of trying to call attention to.
Right.
Is, okay, so let's say that now, okay, you just figured that out. You're just like, okay, I just went through such a rigmarole to get everything what I thought was caught up. And now I just get told, oh, by the way, you still owe $25 for your water. And you're like, okay, so now you're confused and kind of annoyed, right?
Right.
But then you go, okay, I'm going to call them. But then you call them and there's some automated system that you have to push one. And then you have to wait for all of the prompts. And if you choose the wrong prompts, it just kind of hangs up on you.
Exactly.
And then you finally get a hold of somebody and they go, you tell them your whole saga, which takes like 20 minutes and then they go, oh, that's not my department. I'm going to have to transfer you and put you on hold for another 25 minutes.
And then you got to repeat the saga.
And then that person kind of goes, I don't know, because they're vaccinated. So then they're kind of like really slow.
They're zombified.
So you're going, well, now, wait a second. I just told my whole saga to you know, Jane Doe over there.
Yeah.
And now I have to tell it to you again. And then also you're kind of grappling with it and it's kind of cut and dry, but I just had to lay it out. And, you know, have you ever noticed?
Or you've told the saga to this initial person before who handled the whole thing, and you call back and you ask for that person because that person knows the saga.
They know my saga.
But that person's never there the second
time.
They're
never there.
So you got to start all over and go through
And then you get really adept at just very accurately delineating your saga. And you think that that's going to work in your benefit.
But it doesn't.
It doesn't.
No.
You know, and then it always kind of comes down to the system makes a determination.
Yeah.
And you can't really have any kind of human interaction with any of these entities.
Well, you know what that makes me think about? That system that you're talking about, making the determination.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen like everywhere with everything, with all the AI that's coming into play, because there won't be any humans making decisions.
No.
It's going to be the system.
Yeah.
The robots, the AI, they're going to, and then, you know, they'll just tell you, sorry. This was determined.
It'll be like Soylent Green. It'll be like, they said that they're sorry, but you've been found to be unreliable. And then, you know, some AI will just tell you that your food's shut off and I'm sorry, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Some people might, because I'm a bad person, I'm a conspiracy theorist. Some people might say that's kind of a leap, you know, saying that, you know, dealing with the power bill is kind of like the
gonna
same.
Kill you.
But you know what? The thing I notice is it's more and more an automated system.
Mm-hmm.
It's more and more difficult to deal with these entities on a human level, you know?
Right.
Like, for instance, I was renting an apartment recently. And I kind of just did some research because I was just curious. BlackRock owned my apartment complex.
Well, they own almost everything.
It was
actually literally almost everything in the
world. I know.
Yeah.
And I kind of was like a little disconcerted about that. I was like, I don't know if I want to live where BlackRock owns.
Well, do you think that this is the whole goal, is to make everything automated? BlackRock owns everything. And they just want to beat you down so that you finally just give up and go, okay. And then they can just like convince you to move into the 15-minute city.
That's what they're doing.
Not
they're
own
like,
anything.
Look, you quit
won't,
fighting
you
it.
Won't have to worry about anything. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. That's the goal.
They're kind of like, quit fighting us, will you? Just go along.
And they make it so impossible that you jump through all these hoops all the time and it's impossible to get through. And it wastes so much of your time. And then you finally just feel so beat down. You're just like, okay, 2 + 2 equals 5.
And I can kind of see why people like snap and go on like killing sprees. Because I actually, like, for instance, when I was in my apartment, right, I had these 4 Karens that were in the front office. And they were the Karens that would call you and say, and just by the way, I saw your car was parked in this spot for a little bit too long. So they're there all over that.
My God.
But like, okay, so they don't really have any decision-making power, right?
Yeah.
So the 4 Karens
just
that
like
are
tattletales.
They're kind of like brown shirts,
brown
right?
Shirts,
they just kind of wander around and tattle on you if you do something that Big Brother said no. But when something actually happens, like
they can't do anything. They can't handle a real problem.
They can't. No, I was really annoyed. So like, you've rented. I mean, you typically rent's due by the 5th, right? Have you always kind of had that?
Is it due on the 5th?
Well, it's due on the 1st, but you have till the 5th.
Right.
It's always like the grace period is till the 5th, right?
Yeah.
So that's the way. I mean, I've been renting places since literally like early 90s. And it's always that, you know? Like, you don't get a late fee usually until the 5th.
Okay.
But I paid my rent on the 5th one time.
And you were late.
And I was late. And so all of a sudden.
Well, is it due at like 8 a.m. on the 5th? Or should it be midnight, right?
And they're vague about that.
Yeah.
So
it's already late. It's
so
due immediately.
So this is the thing. So the way that everything is now is you monitor your account online. That's what they really love, right?
Oh, this is what they're trying. Yeah.
So now you're monitoring your rental agreement online.
Mm-hmm.
And like my cat had to get microchipped. That's how gnarly it is. They're like, yeah, your cat needs to be microchipped.
You mean the apartment told you to get your cat microchipped?
Yeah.
Well, how would they even know?
I don't know.
And why would they care?
I think it's kind of like the Pokies. I think it's we just want you to jump through our hoops.
Totally, because isn't the point of, now we might have to go down this rabbit hole another time, because those microchips in the pets are really actually very dangerous.
Yeah.
And I think it might be also a way of monitoring the people, but isn't the point supposedly microchipping your animal so that if it gets lost, they can like locate the owner?
That sounds like a front.
Yeah.
Like it's like a cover story.
Why would the apartment building care about your cat getting
Fortunately,
lost?
Fortunately, we adopted the cat from an animal hospital and it had already been chipped, which I felt kind of sorry for.
Yeah.
The cat. I was like, it's that sucks. Sad. It's like, do you
want to? You can't run away even if you want to.
Yeah. Elon Musk is like, and that's what we want to do to you.
We're just practicing on your pets.
Yeah, your pets first, and then pretty soon you. But so you can't even have a pet unless they're chipped. That's what's kind of weird.
So do the Karens at the apartment building come around with like the little device or something and run it along the back of
to
see if they're chipped?
No. You have to submit documentation demonstrating that they're chipped.
Just like the cooties, pokey pokes. Yeah. Papers.
He's like, here's my certificate.
Mm-hmm. Here's my rabies.
But so I paid the rent on the 5th, right? Now, all of a sudden, I look on my account and I'm thinking, oh, my balance should be zero. I just paid my rent in full. Mm-hmm. But it's like, well, now you owe us $146. And that's kind of, first of all, that's kind of steep.
That's outrageous.
For a late fee?
Yeah.
For one day?
Yeah.
So I called the front desk and I was like, I just got a $146 late fee. And they're like, yeah, well, we received your rent on the 5th. And I said, yeah, isn't that the grace period? Well, our grace period goes until the 4th. Okay. And I said, oh, well, you know, as a human to a human, now that I know that, I won't ever let it happen again. $146 is kind of a lot of money. Could you guys reverse that? This is one time as a courtesy? I'm afraid not.
Wow.
The system doesn't allow us to. So again, the system kind of.
The system is their back at them. It's their excuse.
Like they, and I go, well, can't you guys, like, can I talk to a supervisor? You can talk to a supervisor, but they won't be able to override the system. So.
Wow.
It's like the system is in charge.
Yeah.
And
it's like all powerful.
And you can never appeal. You can never decline. And then they also kind of are just like, well, you know what? I guess you don't need to live here.
Wow.
You know, that was kind of like the gist of it. Like I went in there and I was kind of frustrated because I was really frustrated. I was like, that's $146.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
You guys are just going to just say, sorry, you're screwed.
You mean like $25 maybe I could see, but.
And then, so I told her, I was like annoyed. And then, you know, she kind of acted like she was going to give me a Selma pill from like Brave New World. She was like, sir, can we be calm? And then she was like, you can move out. And I was like, oh, thank you. Are you giving me permission to move out? Thank you. I didn't know that I had that prerogative to move out.
Wow. But there's probably a fee for like canceling your lease or something.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I was in a lease and that was absolutely the case. You can move out. That's fine. There's a $1,500 early termination fee. And it was totally, I was about to leave right then and there.
Oh my gosh.
It was totally weird. So, and then also what I noticed is this family moved in underneath me and they were from like India. Mm-hmm. And I think they just moved here from India, which was kind of weird because like they didn't really have our customs and our cultural norms. So they were like nailing stuff into the walls constantly and like shaking my whole apartment. Like it was always like, there was always a series of like 4.0 earthquakes taking place in my apartment.
Under your feet.
Because of the people. So I went down there and I was like, hey, how's it going? My name is Firefly and I live above you. And, I just wanted to let you guys know, I mean, this is an apartment complex and you guys are really loud. And, you know, he was like, well, we have kids, other people have kids. And I was like, well, I have kids, you know, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to disturb your neighbors.
Right.
You can tell your kids, hey, quiet time. You know, that his, like their kids would like scream at the top of their lungs, like all the time. And so I went to the office and they were like, pleading for them. So I'm like,
Interesting.
wait a second. So maybe they're importing people that are here to like replace us.
And disrupt our lives.
And then, because I didn't have any recourse, I ended up having to move.
Wow.
I ended up literally leaving there. I was like, I can't live here anymore. Because the first 8 months that I lived there, I lived above these people whose house burnt down in the Thomas Fire, which may or may not have been caused by
Dues.
dues. And then that guy had to wait like 4 years for his house to be rebuilt. So he was living in my apartment complex, right? So they were so cool. You know, they were people who grew up around here, and he was an older guy. And I was like, do we ever disturb you? He's like, we never even hear you guys. Everything's fine. And then they left. He moved into his new home after 4 years. It finally got rebuilt. And then the Indian people moved in. And you know what was weird is it was like mostly Indian people in the complex. And I was feeling kind of like I wasn't really wanted there anymore. Like it was like, you know, the system has also made some other determinations, you
That's
know?
interesting.
So, anyways, getting back to kind of the point of this episode, I kind of feel like everything kind of sucks on purpose.
They make things really difficult
You know?
to, yeah. And well, you know, speaking about apartments and all of the rules and everything, that kind of makes me think about like HOAs, you know, homeowners associations. Do you know
Yeah.
about these things? I think these are a real racket.
I've seen some
These are,
videos of Karens, HOA Karens,
oh yeah, there's Karens, you know, they
like on
like,
YouTube, they
if are
go
you
and they knock
following
on,
the rules? And
and it's like $150 fine every day for you parking two cars in your garage, you know, like that kind of Karening
yeah.
out.
But what about all the fees? I mean, some
Yeah.
of these HOAs are charging just outrageous fees. Like, you know, like, so my parents own this warehouse, and it's literally a warehouse in like a business comp park with,
Yeah.
so it's like a parking lot with a bunch of warehouses, and they have like some bushes. They have a few bushes here and there to make it look like neat and stuff. But we're not talking like major landscaping. Like there's not like a big lawn or anything like that. There's
Yeah.
no, they pay $700 a month for the HOA.
That seems really, really exorbitant.
Yeah. And all it covers is the trash and like the gardening, which is like coming and trimming the bushes once in a while. I mean, I'm sure there's some other maintenance too. Like they'll have to repave the parking lot once every 10 years or something. But I mean, they pay utility, they pay for water and power. And you know, I'm like $700 a month. Like you should have like a tennis court and like a swimming pool with all of
And
that.
I bet
You
if
know
you
what I
did
mean?
some research, you might find like BlackRock players involved.
So this is my thought. I think BlackRock and some other, I bet if you look into all of these HOAs, I bet you, first of all, I don't think the money adds up. Like if you add up all the units in all of these places and do the math and see how much does it cost to have this gardener come and trim these bushes and how much does the trash cost, you know, and maybe a few other things. I don't think it's adding up to all of that every month.
700's a lot.
Yeah. And not only that, but I bet you that some of these companies like will trickle all the way up to like BlackRock and they probably run all of
Well,
this.
it's weird
It's a
because
total scam.
BlackRock kind of wears a lot of different faces. Like it'll like break
They
up
act like
into
they're Coke, but they're also Pepsi.
their Coke and Pepsi. And then they're also like all these subsidiaries. So you're like, I'm doing business. That's how I found out that they own my apartment complex because I was like, okay, it's owned by this company. Then I kind of had to go research. Like I felt like Amazing Polly. I was like doing like a deep dive and I was like, oh, okay, so they own this company. Okay, wait a second. Boom. And then sure enough, you get back to some entity that owns your home or your apartment complex and it's a publicly traded company that BlackRock and Vanguard own the majority shares on. And I think that's kind of like all rivers kind of lead back to that.
They trickle up to BlackRock,
You know what I'm
Vanguard.
saying? And that I think they're like, you know, that's where you get people like Larry Ellison and Larry Fink. And they're just like Larry Fink is the CEO of BlackRock, right? And he came out and he made that statement where he was like, we're going to use financial instruments to like drive behavior. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. You know what I'm saying? And now I'm starting to see what he means. I think it's like, make everything so annoyingly lame that people kind of just throw in the towel. And then what do they mean by throw in the towel? It's like, just get on board.
Just get on board. Just give up. Move into your 15-minute city. You won't own anything, but it's okay. You'll be happy. We'll, you know, everything will be taken care of.
I'm not asking what's in the infusion. I am going to take the infusion. And I don't know if I can be that. No. I don't think I could ever do that. I think I'd rather be like homeless.
Yeah.
I think. So that's why I'm a bad person. I'm probably like, I've grown in against the grain at this point. Like I cannot like align with this thing. And what I'm getting annoyed by is like, everything's like a total pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You just, it's like, you can't get anything done without jumping through these hoops. So, you know, we don't like to be Debbie Downers.
No.
So I think, what do you think is the solution to this?
Well, I think the solution is that people kind of need to understand that
this is happening. One.
Right? This is happening. I think people need to kind of start to kind of go, you know what? There is a conspiracy. Mm-hmm. I think that's what people need to find.
To control us.
Yeah. Because I think a lot of people are still like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You know? Mm-hmm. And then once you say a conspiracy theorist, then you're kind of like discredited and written off. And,
right.
You know, that's the tinfoil hat thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, did you know the term conspiracy theorist came from the CIA? Surrounding JFK.
Yeah, they tried to discredit everybody who was questioning it.
Well, yeah, because it's like, okay, well, this dude in the book depository, like, shot him from behind, but his head blew out. So the bullet, like, ricocheted off his eyeball and then shot out of his eye. And so we're supposed to believe at least just that is kind of – but then you look into all the other stuff about JFK, and it's – nothing adds up to the official story, right? So I think what they did was they said, okay, we're going to really tell a big whopper here. So what we're going to do with all the people who – because most people, most Americans are just going to go, the TV says it's true.
Right. Animals from 200 million years ago.
Yes.
Walking on the moon and calling the landline.
The guy's calling the moon from like a landline with – it's not even a cordless phone. It's a wire into the wall. But that wall goes to the moon. Just shut up. So I think a lot of people just go, the TV says so. Mm-hmm. And you kind of ask him, you go, but wait a minute, does that seem like it makes sense? The TV says so.
Yeah.
So
Walter Cronkite or somebody was telling them.
Right? That's right.
Was he from the
Walter Cronkite. That's right. He was like the arbiter
news.
Of truth.
He was news.
I am the science. I am the news. So I think, you know, and then also you'll hear like, did you hear Ben Shapiro the other day? Because now with the JFK files, and we can do a whole episode on this.
We're going to do one
but or now two. But now the JFK files, it's kind of coming out that country that was started in 1948.
They had a lot to do with it.
Kind of like did it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Kind of like did it. And then, so now you have people like Ben Shapiro, they'll come out and they'll say, why are we even looking into this? I mean, that was 57 years ago. Who cares? It's like, well, no, it kind of matters.
Yeah.
It kind of matters. I mean, even if it was 100 years ago, I'd still probably want to kind of know.
Right.
Because the phenomena still kind of, I think, exists. And I think that's kind of what they want us to do. So what they've done is they've labeled people conspiracy theorists. If you say, I don't know about that. All you got to do, if you say, I don't
know about that. If you question the official narrative. But you know what? I think that conspiracy theorists, that label now is kind of like, I don't know. I take it as a compliment.
And that's why I'm not a Debbie Downer.
It's getting more cool.
That's why I'm not a Debbie Downer. Because I think even like, you ever heard that term normies?
Yeah.
Even normies now are starting to be like.
Conspiracy theorists.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Well, because the conspiracy theories are kind of jumping over to the other side where the normies stayed, you know, now they're all like,
that's interesting.
Questioning like Elon and everything.
But then see, there's kind of another psyop in the conspiracy world too, right, where what they do is they'll kind of plant the seed of a completely ridiculous conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
Like Q. I felt like Q was kind of like this.
Q is super, yeah.
Everybody's already been rounded up, dude.
Or they're already dead.
They're already dead. That's a body double. That's not Gavin Newsom. It's like, kind of looks like, I don't know. Like,
they're all at Gitmo.
Yeah, they're all at Gitmo. And then the White Hats are in charge. And they're kind of like talking to you like you're an idiot. It's like, dude, the White Hats are in charge. Just don't worry about anything. Everything's under control. It's like, well, then why are they allowing all this to happen?
Well, and that I felt like was a whole psyop. That was a whole controlling system too, to get people to not do anything. Because they had this huge group of people that believed like everything was under control and all these people had already been arrested. And so
White Hats.
Just sit back in your home and don't do anything. You don't need to do anything. It's all taken care of. And I was
kind of like rebuking you, like, what are you worried about? Mm-hmm. White Hats have a duh. Like, duh, dude, this is all under control. And I was like, I don't know about that.
It doesn't look under control to me.
So the good news is people are waking up. And I think the solution to not, I mean, literally, I think what we need to do is we need to kind of understand that we're in danger of becoming slaves to BlackRock.
Right.
I think that might be.
It's happening. It's happening quickly.
And so we need to like say, wait, like raise our hands and say, I don't want to be a slave. I don't want to be a slave. And I'm not going to capitulate to this system.
Yeah.
I'll start. It starts with people just agreeing with us. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we can have like, I've always felt like, the solution is alternative economies,
mm-hmm.
alternative healthcare system. Like, remember Nirvana was like alternative rock. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. It was like, there was like Warren and like, there was like Poison and they were like these hair metal bands. But then there was like Nirvana. It was like the alternative, you know? I feel like we could be like Nirvana.
Yeah.
You know,
when Nirvana came out,
before they sold out or whatever, before he shot himself or I think Courtney shot him.
Yeah.
Then again, I'm a conspiracy theorist. But anyways, I think we could be like starting the alternative movement.
Well, I think that's really important. People need to realize that, you know, we do have power and our opinions matter.
Yeah.
There's safety in numbers, you know, and what I said before is like, you know, some people are like, oh, who cares what other people think or, you know, what they're doing, just whatever. It doesn't really matter. You know, if all those people, all those doctors and nurses want to take that pokey poke, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect me. Well, no, it's really dangerous when people just go along with everything because when it's leading everybody off the cliff, you know? So people need to realize that we don't have to go along with the narrative when it doesn't make sense. We can stand up and say no.
I saw a perfect example of that. So the lady who cuts my daughter's hair, she went to the doctor for something and the doctor's like some 25-year-old or 27-year-old, right? Like right out of medical school. I don't know. He's young. And, he's like, did you take Stabby? And she's like, no, I was adamant. I would never take it. And then
he's like, that's why you're sick.
Yeah.
That's all your problem.
And well, it was like, well, can I ask why? And then she like expounded upon the volumes of evidence that it was not a good idea to take the Stabby. And he told her she'd been misinformed. It's like, that's fake news. You've been misinformed. And I think that's kind of like what the system's kind of telling you. It's like, no, you drink our Kool-Aid or you don't eat. Yeah. I think, and so all of these things that we're talking about, all of these kind of like the HOA and the apartment complex and the water company and, you know, have you ever dealt with a credit card company or a bank? You know, first of all, it's hard to get somebody online. Then when you do, they can't help you. I think all of that's it's on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like organic inefficiency. I would even be happier with organic inefficiency because then you can make it efficient.
Well, we saw the supposed inefficiency with the Trump shootings. They said that it was just all inefficiency that, and that's why, you know.
So that's why it just like grazed his ear, because yeah, the shooter was inefficient.
And also that's why the shooter was able to get up onto the roof and no Secret Service saw him. And
the lesbians were inefficient.
Yeah, they were inefficient. But that doesn't seem like organic inefficiency. That seems like well-planned, calculated
it inefficiency. It felt like watching an episode of The Apprentice.
It was choreographed inefficiency.
Yeah. Like he just goes under the podium and then emerges with like a perfect – it was almost like someone took a Q-tip and went – So I don't know, like I heard, you know, somebody was telling me about the Trump, I guess, fake assassination attempt. I think it's fake.
The shootings.
Yeah, the shootings. And they were like, well, I am really sober-minded now in the wake of them trying to kill my president. And I was like, but did they, you know? So I think that is kind of dangerous, because I think it's, so you want to say, we don't want to be Debbie Downers, right?
Right, right.
Put down the Kool-Aid. I think that's all you got
to
do.
Put down the Kool-Aid. That's all you have to do. Yeah. You don't put down the Kool-Aid, stop taking the blue pill.
And now, once you put down the Kool-Aid, you're going to come under attack. That's what happens. And that, I think a lot of people are just like, I'm just going to, it's kind of like the blue pill.
They just want to take the blue pill.
Yeah.
Drink some more Kool-Aid.
Because you take the red pill and you kind of see what's going on and you go, ooh, things could be kind of difficult.
Yeah.
It could be like hard work.
Yeah.
And it might even have like pain. It might be some pain.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of people like to take the easy way out. You know, it's always easier just to follow the crowd.
And if too many people do that, then BlackRock's going to just have us all in 15-minute cities.
Right.
I don't know if you saw, but like, people don't even really talk about it, but like Myrtle Beach was on fire.
I know.
And it was just like a raging inferno.
And it was like, oh, Myrtle Beach is on fire. Okay, whatever, you know.
But then you look into it and it's like total destruction. And they also, their mayor just signed on to like this smart city initiative, kind of like Pacific Palisades and Maui.
That's so coincidental.
Nothing to see here.
Just another coincidence.
Why are they doing that? They're building these smart cities. I don't think they're building those smart cities for no reason. I think they want them to be lived in. And I think they don't want to, they want them to be died in. I think that's a better way for
to be died in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't live in it because you're gonna die there.
You're gonna get dude, and then you're gonna get died.
You're gonna dude and die. That's how it works. That's the plan.
Plan. We're gonna dude you out of your house, and then you're gonna be died in this house.
He got dude and then he died. But that's what happens. But I think I'd rather get dude.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather get dude.
Rather get dude.
Because, I mean, to get corralled into their pen is going to suck.
I don't want to be corralled. I mean, that kind of makes me think about, like, you know, when they, all the cows grow up on these pastures and everything. And then like when they get ready to be turned into hamburgers, they put them on these trucks and they take them to like these little like holding areas right before they're going to go off to.
Have
you seen that? It always,
and they like shoot them in the head with that bolt.
It always makes me really sad when I see that, like there's a place up on the freeway where you can see one of those places where they just have hundreds of these cows, and you know, they're all just there piled in. They don't know what's going to happen to them, but like the next stop is going to be, you know, and it's just sad.
And then someone like me would be there going, dude, they're killing people in there.
Yeah.
And then all the other cows are just going, dude, they're not either.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I was like, no. Dude, I'm telling you, they have us here. They're just getting ready to kill us. And they're going, you know what? You're a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
You know?
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
We're the cows.
We're already there. And like, I already watched one of them get that bolt like in the head. And I'm like,
we're like, whoa, do you know what's happening next? Like, you know, we got to get out of here. And,
yeah.
And we just need more people to realize that that's what's happening.
Like, I'm like, my friend Ted was hanging out with me and then he went back there. I haven't seen him since.
That was like a week ago.
He cut a few farts and they put this thing on his butt. Then they like, well, I don't know what happened to Ted. So, and they're like, just don't worry about it. He's just a loser. That's all it is.
We've got some hay here.
I think that's kind of like the cult kind of programming too, is if you're struggling, you're just a loser. Mm-hmm. And you're, but wait, I'm calling attention to like a larger conspiracy, and I feel like we're getting corralled into like our demise. And it's like, I think you're just suck. You suck. You're not as good as these people over here who are successful. No, those people are drinking the Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's it. I think it's put the Kool-Aid down
Put the Kool-Aid down.
because we need to break free. Because I'm pretty sure why everything sucks is they want us to throw in the towel and just go,
Two plus two
okay,
equals five.
yes, 2 + 2 = 5. And remember, he didn't want to say that, but then they kind of tortured him. And then
And
he
he
was
finally
like,
just gave up and he was like, okay, 2 + 2 = 5.
so like dealing with your credit card company is like kind of like torture. It's like you're getting waterboarded.
Yeah. And then finally at the end, you're just like, okay, I'll pay that $20 fee, even though it wasn't really accurate.
Yeah. Because if you don't pay it, then you just kind of like go into the system, and the system goes, this bad person didn't pay.
Yeah. And now your $20 fee is $40.
It's 40. And if you don't pay that, now it's starting to adversely affect your credit score, which I think now, I think what this also kind of calls attention to is
The social credit system.
the social credit system's already in place. I think that, you know, people are waiting for like this official inauguration of the social
Yeah,
credit score.
like
I
an
think it's
announcement.
already, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
No,
that's going to
the
happen.
announcement will take place when you're in the 15-minute city,
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
you're going, oh, I die here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe, I don't know if they're even going to do this here, but eventually they might have those billboards like they have in China where they put like your picture up on the billboard and they say,
They
you know,
shame you.
look at Firefly just jaywalked. Okay, negative 15 social credit score points.
And you get shamed,
And then
like
you
in
can't take the
Japan,
city
where
bus to your job scooping up dog poop somewhere.
if you even get that,
Yeah.
I mean, I'd take that as long if I could be free, I'll scoop up dog poop.
But they'll tell you, I mean, maybe you might like to scoop up dog poop, but maybe somebody else doesn't like to do it and they're going to make that person do it. And maybe what you really wanted to do is scoop up dog poop, but they're going to tell you, no, you're going to go work in that donut shop and you're making donuts for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You know, because all the
And you know
people.
what? People kind of like that. It's like communism.
I
It's like
know.
you're told what you're gonna
It's kind of
do.
scary that like they're sort of brainwashing the younger generation right now to think communism is a good thing. It's really bizarre because when I was a kid, I remember communism was like a bad word. I mean, it was like you
Yeah.
didn't want to like communism was terrible. It was scary, you know.
We were still America.
Yeah, and now it's like some of these young kids are like communism is great, you know, and it's like wait a second, but they will tell you what job you're going to have. Like in China, they literally do that. Like they tell you this is the job you're going to have
Yeah.
for your life. You have no choice. So
You have no choice.
you might be free, quote unquote, like you're not locked in a jail cell, but
You
are
can
you really
eat at
free?
one of their different
Yeah.
restaurants, but they're all owned by the
Yeah.
same
I mean, are
thing.
you really free? You know, not really.
BlackRock's the state now.
They're going to control us.
Like communism is all, you know, communism's all about the state controls everything. But now the state kind of suggests we have countries. We don't have countries anymore. We have just one big blech controlled by BlackRock. And we all are going to be under that. And what I notice about every time communism comes into place, it seems like millions and millions of people usually starve to death.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the next step. So I think the long and the short of it is I want we want to make sure that we kind of nip this in the bud. But I appreciate you going down this rabbit hole. If it was a rabbit hole, I think it was kind of a rabbit hole.
I think it is.
You know, I think the gist of it is put down the Kool-Aid and understand that we're kind of being corralled into that pen like the cow is. And it's like the next step. We're like in the holding pen, just waiting to go get that bolt thing put in our
Get
head.
slaughtered.
You know, and so we're just kind of going, hey, why don't we just not go in?
Yeah.
You know,
Let's not be corralled.
like the Judas goat. Have you ever heard of that term, the Judas goat?
No.
The Judas goat is the goat that goes and acts like it's the friend of the other goats and lures them into the slaughter.
Oh, there's totally that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Like controlled opposition. It's like
Yeah.
the Judas goat.
And the way that they're manipulating and brainwashing a lot of younger people. they're like, oh, come this way. This is the way to do things.
Some of these young people need to put down the Kool-Aid. And you know, what does that mean? I guess that's kind of an abstract term. It means stop letting the media tell you everything about your life. Step away from what you're hearing in the media and analyze it objectively and say, wait a second, that doesn't add up.
If what you're seeing with your own eyes isn't what they're telling you, then it's probably not.
I think the way you put down the Kool-Aid, and this will be my last point because I know we're running long, but I think the way you put down the Kool-Aid is you listen to your gut. You turn off the YouTube, you turn off the TV, you turn off whatever media source is pumping into your veins intravenously, like take it out for a little bit.
Right.
And then listen to your gut and kind of digest what you've been told and say, does that sound right?
And really look and see what you're seeing with your eyes and ask yourself, does this add up? Because like, I remember like at the beginning of the Cooties fiasco, you know, they were telling us that like everybody who got this, it was like highly deadly. People were dying. Like they made it sound like people were dropping like flies on the streets.
Remember they would show like Chinese people convulsing
and they were just dropping in
and
the gutters.
And you were just terrified. You were like, oh my God.
Yeah. And like, they made it sound like, you know, okay, you got to wear a mask. You got to wash your hands all the time and everything. And I remember just like driving down, like Main Street and I saw a bunch of homeless people and like they were still there like day after day and they were all like,
that guy's kind of a meth head. He's not even really that sick.
They were all still there and they were really dirty. Like they weren't, didn't look like they were washing their hands very much and they were living in the gutters and stuff. And they were all That's still weird. Alive. And I was like,
you would think that like the Cooties would have unalived them.
I would have thought they would have, there would have been just piles of them in the streets.
That's why I'm wearing my mask and getting my 10 shots.
And washing my hands all the time.
I have
hand
to.
Sanitizer.
I mean, and that's why we have face masks. I look like I'm acetylene welding. And also when I go to the store, I've got that big PVC piece of plastic between me.
Yeah.
That's because otherwise the homeless people would have been unalive.
I know. So I was like, I have some questions. Like what they're telling me on the TV is not what I'm seeing with my eyes. So I just don't think I can believe this.
And I think that's why you and I are simpatico, so to speak, when we do this show. It's because we trust our gut. We don't just, because what you have to do is you have to be able to objectively assess the information that you're being told by these media sources and kind of go, am I being corralled? I think that's the gist of it. You're being corralled. So you have to step away from it and you have to go, wait a minute. No. I don't want to go because they're corralling you to like the slaughterhouse.
Right.
You know, that's what the media is doing. The media is like the Pied Piper leading the rats through the streets.
Totally.
Well, that was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
I mean, it kind of started off, we were kind of like, just kind of had a vague idea, but it kind of went to some cool places.
I know. And I don't think it was total Debbie Downer.
Well, we always, well, the thing is
we look for solutions.
This is the thing. The red pill kind of is gnarly because then you kind of see, whoa, shit is really fucked up.
Yeah.
And then when you see that, it's almost hard to not get black-pilled like we were talking about.
And a lot of people think that if you're red-pilled, you're black-pilled.
It's a real easy thing to do.
It's an easy
but
step.
I am an eternal optimist. I really always hold out hope. I believe, and I think that you just kind of keep trying your best and take it one step at a time, and we can beat this thing.
Totally. Because there's more of us than them.
Well, have you ever looked at Larry Fink?
Ew.
I mean, I'm just going to get beat by that guy.
Even that name's like,
God. I'm Larry Fink. That guy's going to be my demise?
Yeah.
No, I'm not losing to him.
No.
If I'm playing Battleship, remember that game Battleship?
Yeah.
If I was playing him, I would be like, I'm beating this guy.
Yeah.
I don't care. So, well, that was awesome.
So I think we should get ready to go down another rabbit hole.
Let's do it, because I think we brought up some stuff today that kind of might be worth talking about in more depth.
I think so, too.
All right. Well, good seeing you, Butterfly.
Thank you.
Okay.